Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I am Michelle Berquist, your host today of Women Who Lead, and with me today we have another amazing leading lady. I want to introduce Alex Cameron, who is the founder and CEO of Signature Social, and our topic today is a big one. It's on social media tips for the business-to-business professional, so you minimize your time and maximize your success. So, Alex, welcome. Say hi to all of our listeners.
Hi, Michelle, and hi to all of you tuning in live. I'm so excited for our talk today.
Well, it's a big topic, because I'll tell you, one of the things I hear most, Alex, from and just so many professional women and women owners, is they're like, oh, this thing called social media, I mean, it's like begrudgingly, painfully, they say, you know, I'm on Facebook personally, it's a fun factor. LinkedIn seems like it's so overwhelming and all that, but, you know, gosh, share with our listeners, how is it that people can kind of minimize their time and maximize their success, or better, you know, I know one of the things you wanted us to kind of share is how does somebody pick a social media platform? Because I think it's overwhelming for so many people, especially small business owners.
Absolutely, Michelle. I'm so glad you brought this up because it is a big challenge, especially with social media. It is a continually evolving market. And so going into the time factor where it's like I'm on social media, but I don't have the time for it, I think we need to start with the idea of having a very strong strategy. It doesn't matter if you are in B2B or B2C. You have to have that strategy in place and knowing who your target audience is. A lot of my clients, they come into social media and they'll start a Facebook page, they'll start a Twitter account, Instagram, Pinterest, and then they get burned out within 2 weeks because they're not thinking about, okay, who is my audience and am I on the right platform to target them?
I think, can you share, like, here's an example, and we're going to get into your background as well, because I find you fascinating. I will share that with our listeners. But, you know, when you look at, and again, we focus on business to business, because that really is who our audience is. We have women who target companies and businesses, would you, and their strategy is, I want to reach, you know, HR directors, as an example. What would be your recommendation in which social media platforms? Can you share maybe just some ideas if it was that, if you know your target market, which I think a lot of people do, I'm understanding the old traditional way is not working anymore, but how could somebody who focuses on companies or a specific function within a company, what social media platforms should they be looking at, strictly B2B?
Great question. For the B2B community especially, you need to be on LinkedIn. That is the number one platform that has proven success with B2B professionals because it is a place for building those relationships with other businesses. LinkedIn started out as a platform for finding jobs, kind of the new resume, the 21st century resume, but now it's evolved into this platform where you can really do your homework on the businesses that you want to partner with. So rather than coming in with a cold call where maybe you're not familiar with that business because this is your first exposure with them, now you don't have to worry about that because you can do your research on LinkedIn. So I definitely recommend LinkedIn for all B2B professionals. I also recommend two other platforms, and that is Twitter and Facebook. The reason being is that for a lot of B2B professionals, they want to target other companies who have an active presence. So I always say Facebook. I feel like Facebook is a very safe platform because everybody and their grandma is on Facebook. So it targets a lot of different age. It's true.
I love the old lady. there's that old lady commercial where she goes, I unfriend you. I'm so sorry. I had to put that one in there. We're like, you're right. Everybody's on Facebook.
Yes, and that is so true. But what I love most about Facebook and what I find most valuable is their advertising. And I don't want to go into too much detail, but for the ROI, Facebook delivers. And when it comes to targeting a certain market, so like you brought up the idea of maybe if you're targeting HR directors, you can do that very easily on Facebook. It doesn't matter what audience you're trying to target to, you can find them on Facebook very easily with advertising. And then I also recommend Twitter as well, because I feel like with the B2B community, they're targeting professionals probably in their 30s or 40s. And Twitter is a great platform for that. I've made relationships with many different businesses over the last past couple years, and it started on Twitter. So I would say Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn is where you need to be with B2B.
And I love that one. And I have to say, just I want to break them up a bit, because I do know, you know, examples are always the best way to kind of showcase how this could work. I mean, what I love about LinkedIn is how you can find people, you can interact with people by connecting with them. But go to Facebook, because I'm intrigued with that I've heard companies who are business to business that are frustrated with Facebook as far as their reach, and that if you advertise, it kind of bumps up. But if you are somebody that targets HR directors, do you mind sharing a couple of maybe strategies of what would that look like? Give us some idea. Is if that is the case, how can you minimize your time and maximize success through advertising on Facebook to be, you know, getting B2B targeted leads?
Yeah, so I feel like with Facebook, there's two different directions you can go in order to find your target audience. So if we're talking about HR directors, if you already have a presence on Facebook, let's just say that you have a business page already set up, you can find them organically, which is very easy to do through the Facebook search engine itself. Now, the only difficulty with Facebook is that there is a lot of privacy compared to the other platforms. A lot of people, especially with their personal profiles, can keep it public or private. So you have that challenge with privacy, which is why there is also the paid way of sort of finding that target audience. So with Facebook ads in particular, you can be as specific as that you want to target HR directors in a certain geographical region, which I love, because if you're a local business or a local B2B professional and you don't want, you know, the whole maybe country seeing your ad, you want a target audience in a target region, you can do that very easily with Facebook. Because the features that they have are very user-friendly, and they really break down where you want to target, who you want to target, the age range you want to target. They've really improved their advertising platform just this year to be very specific in who you're targeting. So like I said, with Facebook, you can do it organically still. You can still build those relationships and build that trust with other businesses. But in today's day, you really have to pay to play. And so, you know, that's why I suggest just trying it out. A lot of it is trial and error and kind of understanding, okay, who is my target audience? Let's use ads to leverage that and play around with it.
And get more specific with me. So, you know, I hear this all the time from businesses who say, oh, I mean, it's kind of like the old traditional, where I'm going to go old school on you, because I know you still won't understand this from my era, was, you know, it was always said, don't do an advertisement in a publication unless you're going to do it over a period of time, you know, frequency and that kind of interaction, right? You know, you don't do a one-time advertisement. So on Facebook, I mean, is it that you advertise, and then what's the strategy behind it? If you're, again, using our HR director example, if you're going after that, then do you make an offer on Facebook, or what would be kind of a strategy that you would say if somebody is going after middle market HR directors and that's who they want to interact and engage with? Can you share some things of what somebody might do to attract people on Facebook?
So if we're still talking about ads here, as I would see it as a time frame, so maybe you start off with your first ad, okay, and let's just say that you have a budget of, let's say, $50. I think $50 is a great way to start off on Facebook, especially when you're first exploring the different features that Facebook has to offer when it comes to ads. And so what I've done with my clients is that we started with an ad. And another great feature about Facebook is that you can do A/B testing. So what I mean by that is that when it comes to ads, a lot of people obviously are using pictures and videos pictures and videos are more engaging when it comes to text. And people want to see that organic, that authenticity when it comes to ads. So they don't want to see something that's very salesy. They want to see something that's genuine and something that can bring value to them. So when it comes to the actual content, you want to make sure that you're being authentic as possible. And a lot of that can play into the picture or video that you are using. So you can actually do A-B testing where you can do two different ads and you can use two different photos or two different videos, and then Facebook will track which ad is doing better so that when you go into starting a new ad, you have a better idea of who or which picture or which video or which media your audience is responding to better. So then you give that for Facebook, depending on what campaign you're doing, it can an ad can be featured for anywhere from a week to a couple months. When you're first starting out, I would kind of place that time frame between 2 weeks and even 3 weeks, so you can kind of see the patterns and who's clicking on your ad. You can track that as well with Facebook, so you can make sure that you are getting the ROI you want. But you have to give it time, too. Facebook is a very unique platform because there is an algorithm associated with it, and that influences who sees what on Facebook. So you have to be patient, just like in the, you know, in traditional marketing, you do have to be patient and wait and kind of see those patterns when it comes to advertising.
And how does, like, okay, so as an example, if that's Facebook, how would Twitter work for somebody that's going business to business? What would be maybe a thought or an idea for someone in how to use a strategy around Twitter?
Twitter is great because, unlike Facebook, it is a public platform. Most people do not set their profiles to private on Twitter because they want that brand awareness. So where I see Twitter coming in, especially with B2B professionals, is forging those new relationships through awareness. Because millions of people are on Twitter, though, you do have to stand out when it comes to social media, and especially Twitter. It's a very fast-paced platform. Tweets are coming in every second. It's very fast-paced, so you want to make sure that you're targeting the right individual. So, for example, if you're a B2B individual, it's just an environment where you can really see who is talking about B2B on Twitter, and if they are somebody that you want to particularly, you know, engage with, then it's someone you can reach out to and just start that conversation, whether it's sending them a tweet or sending them a message. So I think with Twitter, it's more about that awareness factor where you have a lot of eyes on your tweets, and that's the valuable part about it.
Love it, love it. You know, and you didn't mention YouTube, so I'm kind of curious what the whole kind of video viral thing is. Is YouTube an effective strategy as a social media channel or for business-to-business companies? Or?
Absolutely. YouTube is, I would say it's a must for B2B professionals, and not just because it is a social media platform. Not only does it host videos, it's because it is great for SEO. And we could talk all day about search engine optimization, but I'm just going to say that when it comes, that's a whole other conversation.
I think we need to have you back. We'll do a round two on SEO. How about that?
Sounds fantastic, because that is a great topic as well to dive into. But going back to videos, videos are becoming so effective in building that brand awareness and also engaging the target audience. With videos, though, we do have to be careful, because with people's attention spans nowadays, they don't want to watch the 5 or 10 minute video. We just don't have the time for it. We want the 1 to 2 minute video, gives us something, maybe just one aspect that's very valuable that we can easily implement into our day-to-day jobs. So when it comes to YouTube specifically, I highly suggest every company or brand to be on YouTube, whether it's providing a behind-the-scenes aspect of their business, whether it's giving them an insight of, you know, a certain product that they're launching or a service, or just giving them valuable information. I mean, there's so much potential with YouTube. It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, and everybody wants to go viral, but yet, you know, I know I'm just going to share with our listeners and our audience, you know, we spend a lot of time doing some of these videos, but it still cracks me up, because even at 3 minutes, I find, God, I don't even want stuff for 3 minutes online. I mean, I'm in and out in 90 seconds. So we have, I think that the trend is we have the attention spans of gnats, unfortunately, but that just makes it we need to be even more to the point and direct. So one of the things that I know you wanted to share was things that businesses and professionals should avoid when it comes to social media. I mean, what are some no-nos or things that people should not do when it comes to social media marketing?
That's a great question, because there's a lot of misconceptions of not only what social media is, but how to use it as a business. Sometimes mm-hmm. people come into social media and they're coming from a personal use of social media. And I feel like we need to educate all professionals and all people coming onto social media that there is a difference between using social media for business and then using social media for personal use. So when it comes to business, one of the common misconceptions is that it turns into a one-way conversation. So what I mean by that is that a lot of brands and companies, professionals, will use LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, these platforms as a way to kind of have a one-way talk with their audience. So it becomes, you know, buy our product, use our service. People don't want to see that. They want to see something where they want to see content that helps build trust with either the professional or the business. So to post all this content but then not engage your audience, you're wasting your time and your money. So you want to make sure it's so important. They say that content is king, and I believe that. I believe that you need to have valuable content for your audience. But then they also say that engagement is queen, and I believe that as well. I believe that in order to really build that brand, to build that loyalty, to have the best ROI from social media, you need to be engaging with your audience, whether that's responding to somebody's comments, whether that's reaching out to them on Twitter. There are so many ways to engage with your audience. So that's a misconception that I love to bring up, because it really makes a difference. When people start seeing that two-way conversation, that engagement, it makes your client happier, it makes your audience happier, and then it makes you happier because you're seeing the results that you want to see on social.
You know, and I love that you said that, and, you know, I hope you don't mind me being a little vulnerable, because I run a business, you know, I run a women's association, and I have to say, you know, we have lots of content going out, but, you know, here's what I see on LinkedIn, or sometimes on, not so much on Facebook, or on Twitter, when people share information, is that there's just so much content. You're like, it's like you're swimming in a sea of sameness. I mean, it's good stuff, but I don't have enough time to jump on and off. So, you know, back to you again with the maximizing time. How can mm-hmm. you stand out and be different when it's like you're posting, forgive me, great content just like everybody else is? And when you're mm-hmm. putting articles and you're posting on LinkedIn, or you're, you know, sharing an article on Facebook, and, you know, great visuals, or sharing a video that you saw that's applicable for you and your business, how do you get people to engage? I mean, is at the end of it you just start asking questions? Because even then I find people comment, or, you know, people kind of lurk, you know, because I'm a lurker. I know, I'm so sorry mm-hmm. that all of our listeners hear that, but I try to like, and yet I'm overwhelmed in all the content. And so I always hear engagement, but what are maybe some things people can do to kind of get people to engage and comment and whatnot with their content? Because I find that that's what's frustrating. You can post the content, but if they're not raising their hand back or commenting, and I feel like that's a strategy all itself, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, that comes down to the content, and I'm going to go back to that because you brought up a good point about asking questions. That is an easy way to engage with your audience. There are a lot of companies out there where I see them posting content, but there's no call to action. And I think that's what it comes down to. I can read a post, but what is the incentive for me to want to go to your website, to want to watch that video? You have to be creative with your content, because there are so many people on social media. I call it standing out from the noise. So how do you really stand out from the noise? Well, first it starts with content. And, you know, if you're posting a blog article, posing a question, or, you know, if you're posting a video or something that you want them to read, tell them that you want them to read it. People will respond to that. If they see a specific call to action, that makes such a difference in your engagement when it comes to social media. So, you know, start with that. Start with, okay, let's make sure that we have clear call to actions, whether it's with our content, whether it's with our ads. That alone will make such a difference. I also want to go back to LinkedIn. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, oh, gosh, I agree with all of that. I love that call to action because that's what you should do on the old traditional advertisement. So same thing in social media, you know, read, love your comments. What do you think? Right? Am I on the right page with some of that?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Love it.
It's, and
you were going to go back somewhere, so keep going where you were going. I interrupted you. Sorry.
It's all good. So going back to LinkedIn, now that is a particular, that is a very interesting platform because people kind of use that platform to establish themselves as an expert in their industry. And I think that is a very smart strategy, especially for B2B professionals. But you have to make sure, going back to that strategy, you have to make sure that you're joining the right groups. Because if you're joining tons of groups and you're posting content, but you're not engaging and you're engaging the wrong folks, then you're not going to get that response. You're not going to get that ROI that you want. So when it comes to LinkedIn, you kind of have to take it to the next level because a lot of people join groups, they post content, but taking the time, even if it's just maybe 10, 15 minutes throughout your day, going back to those groups where you posted content, making sure you're responding to people who responded to your original post or content because that starts the conversation. So what happens a lot of times is that people will post content and then they'll just walk away from their desk and go to their emails and they'll continue the day and they don't take that, you know, 10, 15 minutes to go back and see who's responding to them and then continuing that conversation. I've done that personally on my own LinkedIn profile where I've gone to groups that have my target audience and I started a conversation and then someone responded. I responded back. We ended up taking the conversation to the phone and we got a business partnership out of that. So I feel like social media kind of plants the seed for that, but you have to keep your eyes open. You have to keep your ears open. And you have to take that time to go back and respond and to continue that conversation.
And, you know, I'm curious, Alex, if, like, for you, because, I mean, you know, for our listeners, it's like I laugh because I learn more from the 20-somethings today, you know, than I do from folks that are my age. Because, you know, let's just say you're a young professional. But I'm curious for you, it's like, can you share with our listeners what's your background? I mean, how did you get into this business venture? Because, you know, there's such wide opportunity. I look at social media as kind of like the wild, wild west. You know, there's still, you know, the rules are being figured out. It's like the World Wide Web when it first came out. People go, what? What's the internet, you know?
Same thing here. But what's your background and how did you get into this?
You know, they say life is a beautiful mess. And I am a testimonial to that.
So great phrase.
So if you hear my story, there is. There is a sense to it, but you kind of have to hear the whole story. But since we're on radio, I'm going to kind of condense it.
Okay,
but
good.
Essentially, I started out as an event planner. I was a corporate event planner, planning conferences. And in that job role, you do a lot of marketing. And so as I was continuing in my job and my professional development, I started learning more and more about marketing, and I realized, wow, I really have a passion for this. So at the time, social media was and still is a very new industry, but it really attracted me. It was something where it was constantly evolving, and I'm one of those people where I am always a student. I think that's one of my core philosophies is that I'm always learning, and I think that's my advantage when it comes to social media because it is constantly changing. And I love learning, and I love teaching. So kind of transitioning from marketing, where I was in social media, I really liked working with strategy in particular, and I knew I always wanted to start my own business. So long story short, the dots started connecting in my life, and I said, okay, I love social media. I love teaching people, okay, and I like to make money. So how do you combine those dots? And for me, it was
starting my own
business.
Mhm. And that's where the world collided, and all of a sudden, here you are. And kind of share with me, it's like, you know, for our listeners, if they want to reach you, because I love your specialty. I love that you speak B2B, because for so long, I think social media has been, you know, such a great ride for business-to-consumer businesses. And I interact with a lot of business owners that are B2B, and they're struggling with trying to figure out how to use LinkedIn, how to leverage it from a sales and marketing standpoint. You know, the marketing as we knew it in the past is not what's going to get you success in the future. So
for you, it's like if anybody wants to reach you, which we may have listeners that do, how would you like people to contact you and have on Twitter? Am I guessing right? Do you want people to reach you on Twitter?
Yes, I'm glad you mentioned Twitter because my little secret is that I love Twitter. I'm supposed to love all the platforms evenly, but Twitter is my favorite. I am on Twitter. My company is on Twitter, and my Twitter handle is @thesigsigsocial, SOCIAL. So I am on Twitter. I'm also on all the major platforms, Pinterest, Instagram, Facebook, under Signature Social. You can also reach myself and my company on the web at Signature Social. So Signature, just like when you write your name out, Social, SOCIAL, consulting.com.
Very cool. I was hoping you'd say something traditional in there because I was like, oh, man, for people that don't know how to reach you on Twitter, which are a lot of people I know, I was like hoping you'd give us something there. So we got your website. That's awesome. Hey, we only have a couple minutes left, and I just want you to kind of give us a broad brush of the future because I do know I keep hearing, and I think social media is here to stay. You know, people think, oh, all the stuff going on with Facebook, good or bad, what's LinkedIn going to do? I mean, kind of give us an idea of the future for social media and where the opportunities are for us as business-to-business marketers.
I think the future of social is really going to come down to customization. I feel like with social media that whether it is content, whether it's advertising, it's going to come down to really targeting who you want to target on social so that it cuts the time where you're trying to find your target audience. So I feel like advertising is going to evolve where you can get even more detailed when it comes to who you specifically want to target on social. On top of that, I also believe that social media is really going to be kind of the customer service portal for the general population. So what I mean by that is that a lot of companies right now, especially hotels, which is my background, as well as the hospitality industry, they're using social media to listen to what their audience is talking about, but also responding to their challenges and problems. That's why it's so important for everybody, whether it's B2B or B2C, to have a presence on social media because people are turning to social to find answers to their questions. They're no longer calling the customer service line because they're afraid they're going to get a robot on the other end. They're no longer maybe even emailing the customer service email from the company. They're going to Twitter or they're going to Facebook, and they're reaching out to those companies. So you have to make sure that you're present on there to make sure that you're providing that customer service. So it comes down really to the two C's. I really feel we're going to evolve in that customization and also the customer service of social media.
Wow, pretty powerful. And I know I'm already making a note that we're going to have you back to talk about SEO. So I want to thank our listeners. Can't believe we're at the end of our show. Alex, thank you so much for being on our show today. Again, all of our listeners, you know, shout out, go comment with Alex, find her on the internet, you know, reach out to her on Twitter, but she shared some wonderful things. And thank you, Alex, for being our leading lady today. Next Friday, our leading lady will be the lovely Amy Lusewski. I'm going to say her name again. I'm so sorry. Amy Lusewski, and she's the founder and artistic director of Finest City Improv. Our topic is going to be on how improvisation is a fabulous business tool to unleash your inner superstar. And I don't know if any of you have ever acted in your past or whatever, but I know they are going to do some fabulous things to talk about how improvisation can work to help you be more successful in business. For all of you out there listening, thank you so much for listening in to Women Leading the Way Radio. I am Michelle Berquist, your host of Women Who Lead. We'll be back again next week. And for all of you as professional women, do one thing and get out there and support one another. So you guys have a fabulous weekend.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.